On today's Compassion Radio.
God never wastes a crisis. He builds his kingdom on the blood of the saints and on their sacrifice. Great things happen out of that.
But that doesn't mean that we just let them sit there and suffer because God's going to do something great through it. We are responsible for our own.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Compassion Radio, where we daily get reacquainted with the loving, compassionate, and triumphant kingdom of God around the world. And if you know Him, you know that you're part of it. What joy and comfort that is when trying times come to us. We're so glad you've tuned our way today. Last week, Cher and I dug into the core values that make Compassion Radio what it is today and shared some of the history that got us here. It was a timely conversation. And then the world shifted and suddenly everything seemed different. Friends, this program has always been devoted to timely stories of how the global church responds to real needs in the world in the love and power of godly compassion. And we'll keep doing that. And that will include God stories behind the pandemic that seemingly has the world by the throat right now. We take the issue seriously, precisely because we've been in some of the world's toughest places, and we know how precarious life is, and how scary it can be when evil has its way. But we've also seen how amazing God's presence and power manifest itself exactly where it's needed most. Well, now the whole world knows that we need help dealing with threats to our health, security, and prosperity. The program today is the second part of that conversation we began last week, and in the face of the global weight of the COVID-19 threat, I believe that the focus on eternity that was the theme is all the more needed now. We'll start with a recap from last week.
About it every day on the radio, trying to get the concept through. And finally, it began to take shape, and people began to get the idea. Well, to back up a little bit, when we got home from that trip where he was disappointed about not getting into China, on his desk was an invitation from an organization saying, "We would like to take you to China, all expenses paid, and have you learn about and talk about the church in China and raise funds for Bibles for China." Well, the ministry and we would have had to pay for the trip otherwise. Here it is, God dumping it in our lap, saying, "You want to go for free? And you want to go more places than you would have known to go and meet people that you never would have known about to
meet? People who know what they're doing.
And so
it's always helpful to have a good and well-experienced guide.
And boy, did we ever. So within that year, we were able to go to China, and Norm's heart was absolutely torn apart by what he saw. This was first century Christianity at its best.
Now, when we say torn apart, we're not saying in a negative sense.
Oh, no.
It was just deconstructing all of our preconceptions, but also realizing that once all the other stuff is stripped away, it's like, yes, this is it. This is the kind of Christianity that I've aspired to or had a nugget of in my heart for many, many years. I'm seeing it lived out in real time with real people in my century.
Yeah, he felt like it was the first century church that he was witnessing, the way they were approaching the scripture, the way they were living their lives. And he just totally lost his heart to both proclaiming the gospel in new places and not just preaching to the American church, because there are plenty of people to do that, but to be mission-focused, to get the word around the world in any way we could, through anybody that we could. Along the way, this mission was born to be the hands and feet of Jesus, to be the eyes, to be the smile, to live the word, and to take people with us. We wanted to get them up off their couches where they were listening and take them to the field and get them doing. If they couldn't do that, they could support the people that could go. And we became a more compassion-focused ministry. We began to find, the first project that we did, of course, was Bibles for China. And you who have been with us a long time know how incredibly beautifully you responded to that.
Yeah. And they still do,
because they're still
new Christians, and the numbers still hold up that for every Bible that ends up in a hand of a believer, around 5 new believers come out of each printing of each Bible. So
every time we do it, the need grows exponentially. There's no catching up.
Printing a Bible is kind of like minting heaven. You're actually creating new believers by every press of that lever.
Exactly right. Well, one of the projects that we did early on was getting help into a refugee camp in the Middle East.
This is well before the major outflow of refugees from Iraq.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This was actually in Palestine. We were with World Vision. They were showing us the need, and we bought supplies in Jerusalem and took them to the camps where the need was so incredibly great. It was an imam that World Vision had been witnessing to who accepted the relief that we brought. And Tom Getman, who was with World Vision in Israel at that time, was trying to explain to this imam why some Americans who were on the radio would come over there and buy them food. What was the connection? And that our name was Life at Its Best, which did not translate well for them at all. And through the conversation, as Tom tried and tried to explain to this dear man, he finally lit up and said, "Oh, it's a compassion radio." And Tom looked at Norm, and Norm looked at me, and Norm said, "That's it." Yeah. And we came home and changed the name again. Now, this is death to a radio program.
Oh, it
you
always
don't
is.
Go around changing names. You don't go around changing themes. You don't change anything. But he felt absolutely called to do it, and that is why we are now Compassion Radio.
And have been now for almost, 30 years?
Yeah. But it grew to where Norm's focus, Norm's heart was for bringing the stories of the church around the world that the American church is terribly unaware of. Yeah. We have so many brothers and sisters. We have so many hacked off hands and feet to the Christian body. We don't feel the pain. We don't know the stories. We need to bleed. But it's more than just feeling sorry for them and hurting for them. What can we do? And that was Norm's focus. How can we go? What can we do? We can't do a whole lot. We're a small ministry. But as Norm said, we can do as much as we can do, and we're required to do so, and we will praise God for whatever we can do.
And the kind of reporting that we've been doing now for almost 30 years requires us to be aware of real needs and real suffering. We can't go there and report a story and ignore it at the same time. And we're not reporting about stories that are easy. Sometimes it's a great victory story of how the kingdom of God has triumphed, but it's usually a triumph over difficult circumstances, or how they're rising to the level of heaven in the middle of some really unbelievable trying times.
Mm-hmm.
We don't go the easy places, and I don't think we ever will. I don't think we want to. There are plenty of people that can cover those news stories. But something I'm learning about the way we do this reporting is that we're not just a news agency.
Right.
And we're not just a teaching ministry. What I'm finding out with my travels now is that we go there so that the world church can teach us.
Yes, exactly.
And as we report the story, the real story behind the story comes out. You learn from the lives of the people that we talk to. They speak directly to our Compassion Radio listeners. So I've learned to try to get out of the way when people are telling their stories. The power of their testimony has real lasting power. And I think about Revelation chapter 9, how the faithful overcame the evil one by the word of their testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. Those two things together are unstoppable when it comes to building the kingdom of God. So we don't need to be telling you what the story is. We need to be bringing to you the story. And it's a very different thing. So if I can bring a new friend, like James Lagos, who we got reintroduced in Uganda, or any of the people that Jim Jennings will be introducing me to over the next few months in the Middle East, as we bring them to you, listen to them, not just what we have to say about them.
That's the thing. We want to bring a friend. We want to bring a brother and sister to you to tell you their story. There's a little quotation that Norm used all the time that explained for him what we did, and that was being in the ministry of showing up. What that means is being the visible, touchable body of Christ to people, to say we're here because we know that you're suffering. It's important for people to know that someone somewhere really knows, really cares that they are suffering, someone that really knows their desperation and is going to do something about it. Now, there are a great many media organizations that come through to grab the story when the headlines are hot.
Right.
They come in, they talk to people, they go away. Nothing ever happens. Nothing ever changes. We went to tell them, we're not just here to hear your story. We want to know what you want us to know. but we're here representing hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of people who listen, and we're going to tell your story to them, and we're going to ask them to help you. Now, we don't know what physical things that's going to mean, but we're not just here so that we can make programs back home. We're here because you're our brothers and sisters, and we want you to be connected with your family back home. Showing up, being present, giving Jesus hugs, laying hands on people and praying for them, not promising them things, but telling them that we are going to continue to pray for them. We discovered through all of that that, yes, they are the persecuted church. But as Norm always said, this is the persecuted but triumphant church of God.
In our time of trial, we need to remember that we have millions of Christian family around the world who are praying for us. I know it sounds strange, but it's true because we've met them. There's not a place that we go where joy is not the root of their faith today. And we'll talk more about that the rest of this broadcast. I'm convinced that true compassion has real power when it's rooted in the truth of God's presence and promises. It's why that very word is in our name. Whether getting Bibles into closed countries, relief supplies into dangerous refugee camps, or providing training in theology books to barefoot pastors as they begin their ministry, these are all the kind of things that we love to share with you every day. And more importantly, they're the kind of things we like to do. You know, for 75 years, Compassion Radio partners like you have absolutely been up to the challenge. Will you help us get ready for the next big faith challenges and opportunities of 2020? Your gift today will provide the means for us to begin some new initiatives with our Bible and relief partners that reach farther than we've ever gone before. It begins with you and your brave investment in kingdom communication and kingdom action. Every time we go to the front lines of faith, it inspires your faith and your giving to the Great Commission as much as it does ours. Here's how. The first and best way to reach us is through our website, CompassionRadio.com. It's available 24/7. Our Safe and Secure Order form there will get your gift to the places needed most, and we'll do it right away. You can also support us with a call during Pacific Time business hours at 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. You can also text COMPASSION to 53445 to give right through your phone, no matter where you are. Of course, you can also put a stamp on an envelope and mail your gift to our Compassion Radio office, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Again, that's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. However you give, we'd love to hear more about why you believe in Compassion Radio. We so much value your messages and letters. And know this, your gift is deeply appreciated. Thank you for loving us in this way.
We're not just here so that we can make programs back home. We're here because you're our brothers and sisters, and we want you to be connected with your family back home. Showing up, being present, giving Jesus hugs, laying hands on people and praying for them, not promising them things, but telling them that we are going to continue to pray for them. We discovered through all of that that, yes, they are the persecuted church. But as Norm always said, this is the persecuted but triumphant church of God.
They are. And we need to remind people, as we bring you these stories, that this is not just about reporting. We're bringing to you not just temporal stories of things that happen in this world. We're bringing the stories of what's happening in the heavenlies. So this is about the eternal story of God's kingdom. What is God doing? And if God's doing something, it's going to last forever. We don't go in worrying that the freshness date is going to wear off quickly. If God wants it in our hearts, He's going to bring it to our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And it's our job to respond and listen for those still small voices along the way, and perhaps remind our listeners along the way that these are the things that God's moving in our hearts to reinvigorate their passion for praying for this particular group of people or this country or this situation. Hopefully along the way, we'll see ourselves as part of this bigger story, that we are one chapter, one section of what God's doing around the world in His worldwide and heavenly kingdom. And this kingdom really is growing, popping up in places it's never popped up in before, and that He's never wasting a tragedy, that God never wastes a crisis. He builds His kingdom on the blood of the saints and on their sacrifice. Great things happen out of that.
But that doesn't mean that we just let them sit there and suffer because God's going to do something right. great through it. We are responsible for our own.
Now, we also need to make sure we let our people know that every story we bring to is not about suffering.
No.
But there are ways that God is building his kingdom in very exciting ways, whether there is abject suffering or persecution or not. And as we find those places where God is doing great things, where people are coming to know him, where walls are being broken down and opportunity is expanding, we tell those stories as we find them. We do know, too, that as people have suggested, that we find more people to help us tell the story along the way. That's one of the things I'm focused on this year, is to meet enough people with enough talent to be able to help bring the stories in the context of the nations where they live. So we'll start building more and more of those reporters as we meet them, people that can handle this kind of storytelling that we do every day. So we're building that cadre of people right now, this cohort of contributors. As we find those kind of friends, I'll be doing more interviews directly with them from where they are in the world and bringing those stories to us when I'm not traveling.
One of the other things we want to build is a stable of places where we can take three or four of you with us. Mm. Now, when Norm and I traveled, we were usually blazing trails, going new places, going to places that we couldn't ask you to go with us. No matter how we explained it, we couldn't really prepare you for how difficult the circumstances were. But through our contacts around the world, we are trying to find places where we know enough about the situation where we can take two, three, four of you with us, and that's the maximum. We're not taking the big groups to China anymore because that becomes too self-centered to the group. We want people that will go with us and get their hands dirty.
Yeah.
It takes a very special person to do that. We want to take medical people with us who are willing to work in the uncivilized situations to do amazing things that would never happen for people. So know that as Bram is traveling, and I'm so envious, I can hardly stand it. This is confession time. I haven't been able to go for a while because of Norm and now because of a couple of physical situations, but I'm going to get back there. He is looking for those situations where we can take you. So start praying about where would God open a door for you. Be prepared for when Bram comes on the air and says, we've got spaces for two or three people to go with me to Timbuktu.
Yeah.
You will say, God's already told me that I need to go.
Yeah, and there have been those kind of chapters in our ministry history over the years where Norm will just mention, I'm going to someplace that he hadn't been before. And suddenly, the letters start coming in saying, that's exactly what I've been praying for.
And oh, have we met some fabulous people that way.
We're very grateful that we've been that catalyst of moving people toward the thing that God was already nudging them towards. And they're very intrepid people that we've met.
Mm-hmm.
And my last trip to Uganda was like that. We had lunch with a lovely lady that has got a very focused ministry. You've heard her on the air before. Her name is Louise Alar. She shares powerfully what one person can do by being transformed by the Holy Spirit from just being a church person to being on fire in the Holy Spirit. And now taking on some of the biggest health challenges in all of Central Africa. She's an inspiration of a lady. And a good friend now with the ministry because she stepped up and said, you know what? You inspired me. I love what you do. Let's talk.
And we met her simply because she came to Norm's memorial service. Yeah. We had never met her before. She's a longtime listener.
Yep. So there are many long-term listeners out there that we need to start hearing from again. In fact, we encourage you to do that even today. I don't know what your situation is, but whatever it is, please let us know. Mm-hmm. You know, let us know what's on your heart. Let us know what God's moving in you, the kind of things you're praying for. Let us know the kind of things that God's inspiring you to pray for us. We need to know what God has for us, and often our listeners guide us because they're godly people, and we trust the counsel that God can bring to us through listeners like you that care, that pray, and that are really devoted towards the mission of reaching this generation and this planet for Christ.
And during this transition time, as you're getting used to Bram, you're getting used to Norm not being here, if any of us will ever accomplish that, tell us what programming touches your heart. What things move you the most? What days do you dial out? Because this isn't interesting. Mm. We need to know how we're reaching you and do it as effectively as possible. But Bram, there's only one way we can do that, and that's if people are supporting us. We have to meet our expenses, but as fast as we can pay those, then the money goes to the projects, to whatever the Compassion Project of the Month is. We're struggling right now because you're waiting to see, is this going to be what it used to be? Are you going to like us as well as you like Norm? Are the stories going to be as rich? Is the teaching going to be the same? Is Bram going to teach? Yes, he is. As you can understand, a little bit cautious about coming in after Norm's teaching, but he's perfectly ready and perfectly capable. We're going to get him there. But I want you to know that we're here. We believe God's got us here for a reason. We want to stay. We want to be everything we can be for him, but we need your help. People have dialed back just to listen for a while and see what they think. Yeah. And we need vision team members. And a vision team member is a person that will commit to giving so much each month so that we can budget. We will have added incentives for them as the program grows and as you tell us what would be valuable to you as a vision team member. What would you appreciate most from us by partnering with us in that way? We need those of you who are not monthly givers
to consider being one now.
Yeah.
You know, if we look at every place where this broadcast ministry is on every day, we have about 1,000 releases. So if you only had 10 people in every location that tune in on the times that we're on the radio, we're still talking 10,000 people that are hearing this program every single day. That's a lot of people, mm-hmm. even on that little fraction of the potential audiences out there. My guess is that it's much higher, actually. But you have to make that relationship begin in order to foster it, to nurture it. When I was driving up here to California this time around, I was going through the middle part of the United States, and I was thinking a lot around sunset time, the hills out in western Nebraska and eastern Colorado. There's a lot of hills out there. I mean, people don't think about it being a very hilly place, but it is. And I started noticing cows wandering there. It was very stubbly grass. Not much else, but a few cows, a lot of grass, and a lot of hills. And that old song from Sunday school kept coming back, "He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills." And I thought, well, I'm seeing about one cow on each hill. Let's go through a lot of hills to get to 1,000 cows. But then I started thinking about how big our audience is and how dispersed they are around the United States. It's kind of like that. We have these little outposts all over the country of people that hear Compassion Radio every day. That's wonderful. But it also means that connecting with them and getting involved in a family, in a common cause, we have to work harder to build and nurture that relationship like Norm was so good at doing around the kitchen table. I want to keep growing toward that. I want you, listener, to know that you are not just a listener. If you are hearing these words, if God put you in front of that speaker like he put us in front of this microphone, that we are already in partnership together because God appointed this date and this time for us to connect. Connect with us now. Please let us know that you're listening to the program and that you are praying for us. And let us know how we can pray for you. We got a great prayer team. But let's start that conversation. You know, my email address to send me a message directly is bramfloria@compassionradio.com. Bram Floria is my last name, FLORIA@compassionradio.com. Write me. I'd love to hear from you. I'll be more than eager to respond to any emails that I get. Info@compassionradio.com spills into the accounts for all of our staff, so we all have a chance to view those together as well. Don't hesitate, friends, to let us know what God's doing in and through you right now.
That's right.
Those kind of appointments that God puts together, I'm excited to be part of. These Absolutely. Conversations that nobody else on the planet would have a chance to do. Compassion Radio is in a very sweet spot that way, that we get to hear what God's doing and how he's fighting his spiritual battles, and we get to tell you that story. Please, friends, stick with us. Build this ministry with us, not just in the finances, but in the way we pray, the way we believe, and exercise our faith. I want this ministry to really tackle big things because we are being faithful and being brave about the way that we step out and talk and share and act and go and do in the name of Jesus.
Well, Bram, let's us take our dear people into prayer. Lord Jesus, humbly we bow before you. We praise you as the creator of this universe. You've shown us the amazing things that you can do in your universe. You've raised our awe level at what you've created. And our little bit of the universe is such a puny little thing compared to everything that you've created. So we know it's not too much to come to you and ask you for help. We ask you first for constant guidance that we are always in line with your will. We thank you for the people that are listening, and we ask you to please always give us the right words to bless them, to challenge them, to motivate them, to live the very best life in service to you. You know our needs right now, Lord, and you know people are hesitant to know whether they're going to be as fond of this broadcast team. Lord, give them confidence to believe, give them courage to step out, and bless them for their open hearts, for their willingness to care about their brothers and sisters around the world. And for many of us, our concern is for our brothers and sisters that are suffering right here. And Lord, we ask you to bring us more opportunities to be able to serve at home. But Lord, we give it all to you, but we ask that whatever you allow us to do, that it go directly to our precious listeners and be of vital importance to them. Let it be news, let it be vision, let it be hope, let it be challenging. We love you, Lord. We praise you for who you are. We commit to daily sacrifice to you, to sacrifice ourselves to whatever you want us to do. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts for what you allow us to do, because it is such a blessing and such a privilege. Thank you, Lord, for all you do. In your precious name, amen.
Amen and amen. Friends, we're just beginning, and so are you. So thank you again for your faithful support and your love and your prayers. We'll keep you updated on how things progress with this ministry and the places that God is allowing us to go. Of course, we'll bring you the stories from the cutting edge of the gospel. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for supporting us with your gift today. Simply go to our website, CompassionRadio.com. Our toll-free number is 1-800-868-2478. You can also send your gift by mail to Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. God bless you, friends. Join us for the next Compassion Radio or online at CompassionRadio.com.